This is 5-on-3. Center ice for all things Islanders, Rangers, and all news across the NHL on WFUV Sports.
Hello, hello. Welcome into 5-on-3, WFUV's best if only hockey podcast. I'm Grace McCarron. We've got Emma Leonardi, Abby Cristofaro, Tucker Austin behind the board. He's grabbing a headset so he can talk too. The weather's very warm today. It's almost 80 degrees
I'm
today.
So happy.
Which means it's almost playoff time. And that's really the best part of it all. Even though every day I'm scared. I wake up and I'm immediately afraid.
It's never been so over. It's for me.
Yeah.
Fortunately. But you know, you're still fighting.
Yeah. So there's one team that still has a shot.
The Devils have a 0.2% chance, so let's not.
So it's not impossible.
It's not impossible. Don't write them out yet.
There is a universe out there.
Is one timeline somewhere where Jack Hughes is in playoff hockey, but it's not this one.
It's not this one, likely. So we have our local teams. One of them, we'll get into it. If you're listening and you've been paying any attention at all, you can guess which one is still alive. But we have a little bit of Pacific Division, a little shakeup out there in Vegas. Bruce Cassidy, who coached the Vegas Golden Knights to the 2023 Cup win, he was fired with 8 games left in the season. And Vegas is very much in. Vegas, out of all of the teams that I've just referenced, is the most certifiably in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be in the playoffs. There's 8 games left. And they've been on a little skid lately. Like,
yeah.
I think it was something like they've lost 5 of their last 6 or something like that. Like, it hasn't been great. But they're not at risk, really, of missing the playoffs. Bruce Cassidy's still fired.
And you still, like, you have a pretty recent cup win. Like,
right.
It's just,
they're also, they've never been bad under him.
Like, yeah.
Which,
like, looking at their
me.
Standings, I'm
Vegas,
very but. Shocked by this. I'm not a Vegas expert by any means, but I'm very, very surprised by this.
But Cassidy out, John Tortorella in, Torts is in. And you know what? I mess with this heavily. I don't like the Bruce Cassidy firing, but I think the Torts hiring is really interesting.
Yeah.
And it's real funny. Because he's prone to a crash out. And I love when coaches crash out.
I know. And I feel like Vegas is like, I feel like they're on par with the Panthers as being more of like a intense team.
Yeah.
And so having a coach like that is going to be entertaining. Yeah.
I just don't understand why you would do it so close to the playoffs.
It does not make sense.
Because, like, I'm like, would you not think that that would, like, rock the team a little bit?
Now you have to have, like a getting used to period or, like, a shifting period. And it's,
And I'm like, and you were.
And it's not like you're not in the playoffs.
Yeah. And you were already basically, like, you know, like, it's, you haven't clinched yet, but you're there.
They're.
Like, why are you doing this now? Like, that's just what doesn't make sense to me. And I'm not saying that I don't mess with it, because I do mess with it, but I'm like, why wouldn't you wait?
So their odds right now to make the playoffs are 88.6%, so they're probably going to be in it. Here's a few things that I was reading about it a little bit, apparently have been contributing to this. There's been word that there's some stuff in the locker room because of this recent skid, but my first thought with that is you've been good all season, and the little skid is going to mess up the locker
room. It feels like a really big crash out for not a small problem, but every team has a rough patch, and if you had a good season and you won a cup 3 years ago, like, I don't know. I feel like you got to give it a little bit more time than that.
Yeah. Several Olympians. Like,
You're also, like,
third
in
the Pacific.
If you are still, like, this close to clinching a playoff spot and, like, you're most likely going to be in the playoffs, it clearly was not, like, I mean, obviously, I don't know what's going on behind closed doors, but, like, clearly it was not affecting their performance on the ice.
Yeah. So,
So, what?
Tuck, I don't know if you have any thoughts on this that you'd like to share. He's getting situated. All right, we'll come back to you. but Bruce Cassidy out in Vegas, 8 games remaining. Torts is in, and he made his debut last night.
Don't even say that word to me. 8 games remaining. I like actually am like on the verge of tears. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? It's just gonna, like, even though we're going into the summer months, it's just gonna be like.
Yeah, I kind of do get uncomfortable. I mean, I've never experienced June hockey for my team, but I do get kind of uncomfortable when it's 90 degrees outside and I have to go inside and watch hockey games.
Yeah, that's true. It's a little weird. The playoffs also take so long.
So long.
Which I like because I don't want the season to end, but it's also like, eventually
we're like
it's
hardcore
mid-June.
Hockey fans, though. Like, I feel like if the grow the game, whatever, you need to be fast-paced and
I don't know. I do actually wonder, like, what, like, casual fans think of it.
My birthday's the end of June, and the last year was when the Panthers won. We watched it at a bar, and I was like, wait, why is it the end of June right now?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, like, it's so sad when your team's not in the playoffs.
Yeah,
like,
so that's actually probably why I don't like
you're
it.
You're gone for, like, months, and, you're just gone for like months and it's so depressing.
Yeah.
And I feel like and I also feel like as I was like kind of alluding to, like you're going into the summer months, you're getting hotter, and like yes, there is that aspect where it's like, oh, I don't like going into, you know, a freezing cold hockey arena is kind of weird. But at the same time, I'm like, it's getting the days are getting longer, it's getting lighter outside, but it's getting darker in my heart. And that's how I feel.
Oh my God.
Losing my Capitals.
Okay.
I'm like just going to be in a deep depression and it's going to be really tragic.
There I go.
For me.
All right. There's Tuck.
What's up, everybody?
There he is.
What's up, Tuck? Do you have any thoughts about Bruce Cassidy and Torts?
Other than, like, I don't know what the Golden Knights were thinking, because every time, other than like they wanted the 1 year boost of Torts that every team gets when they bring him there. But then they also have to square themselves with the fact that, like, there's the inevitable rebuild that's going to start in 2 to 3 years when Tortorella inevitably creates a toxic work environment and ostracizes every single player in the locker room. Nothing against Tortorella's short-term coaching style, because I actually really
like it,
and I like how much success he's able to, like, get out of teams that aren't necessarily clicking before he gets there.
Mm-hmm.
But if only he knew how to do that over, like, an extended period. Because otherwise he wouldn't be, like, the journeyman head coach in the NHL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we have that. See how that works out for Vegas. Let's get into the
locals. It's
going to
work out well this year, at least.
It'll work out well this year.
It'll be, like, yeah.
Right. Like, next year, I'm like, I don't know about that one. But, all right. We'll see. You know, we'll see. A lot of things seem to work out for Vegas that, like, just shouldn't. So, we'll see how that works out for them.
Yeah.
But, anyway. Onto our local teams, we're going to briefly touch on the boys in blue. The Rangers, eliminated last Wednesday. For real this time.
For real this time.
Not like the Devils, who technically are not eliminated.
Not technically. They still got a chance.
Okay.
0.2%.
You know what I told Tucker? You know what I told Tucker?
What?
We were on the way to the Blackhawks-Devils game the other day, and Tucker was like, they still have a chance. They still have a chance. I went, I lost hope like weeks ago for the Caps, and we've consistently been better than you. I don't understand
whatever.
How you still have hope.
Consistently
like,
is a strong word.
Consistently for the past, like, at
the Devils
least,
are
like,
playing their best hockey.
Oh
right
my gosh.
Now, but we need to talk about the Rangers.
Yeah, but for the Rangers, I just remember, and I say this every time I'm on 5-on-3 or doing a 1-on-1 segment, is we in our preseason talked about how we really had so much hope in the Rangers. And they had all the pieces there, and then literally crashed and burned. Not even like, oh, they're not playing their best. Like, crashed and burned.
I thought it couldn't get to be as bad as it was last year.
Yes.
It has been that bad.
It has been that bad. And I
consistently.
Yeah. And I don't think I would have expected that. I mean, obviously, I know the Rangers can play this kind of hockey, but, like, Lydia convinced me. I was like, you know what? Yeah.
Like,
you know what?
Yeah,
they could do it.
Yeah.
No, they can't.
No, they can't.
No, they can't.
But they were officially eliminated in Toronto last Wednesday. Their season will end in Tampa on the 15th of April. But they did. They had a. Let's just quick. We'll quickly touch on this because there's really nothing to talk about with the Rangers right now. But they just got off a 6-game losing streak, and then they had back-to-back wins over Chicago and Florida. So okay, fine. Mika had his 1,000th game. Congrats,
awesome.
Mika. That was cool.
Congrats.
That was a cool moment.
Yeah.
7-game homestand and then a 3-game road trip to end the season, including against the Devils tonight at MSG.
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
Third and final.
Surprisingly,
really
it took a long time, third and final. But
schedule this year was so weird.
It was
just
very
because
odd.
Of the Olympics and everything. So Devils and Rangers only played 3 times instead of 4, but that also means the Devils already won the season series. So
there you go.
So that's
house money now.
There we go.
Now they're just going for the really weird result of winning 6-3 for a third straight time.
There you go.
That would be fun.
And that's pretty much where we are with the Rangers.
So see you next season.
See you next season. Lydia, I'm so sorry.
Lydia, I'm so sorry.
I'm really sorry.
I'm sure the Rangers reporters will have some kind of a
wrap-up.
Like a wrap-up. Whether or not that's before the end of the season is kind of up to them.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that.
But I think it's good we preface that we don't need to talk about the Rangers anymore.
Yeah.
Thank
at least
goodness.
Until the season's over.
I think we can bid them goodbye. I just wanted to say congratulations, Mika Zibanejad.
McKenna Watch.
Has congrats. Been one yes. of their stronger players yes. this year.
Congrats.
Congrats to him. 1,000 games. Pretty cool. On to the other two teams who, technically, as I mentioned, still in the playoff race. Let's talk about what happened.
Yeah, what happened last night, Grace?
Last night.
Such a great question.
I don't really know where to start with this. I actually, to be honest, did not watch because I was in class last night, and Sophia was texting me. She was there, play by play.
What did Lydia say? She said something in like the hockey group chat last night. Like,
this is actually funny.
Ethical losing.
Ethical losing, because the Islanders scored first last night. They actually started off the game quite well.
Okay.
I believe it was 3-1 at one point. So I was like, all right, great. And then it all crashed and burned. And 7 unanswered by Pittsburgh, great.
Awesome.
Whatever, I just summed it up for you.
there you go, that was the game.
Now you know how the Devils felt.
Yeah.
We all remember that game against the Islanders. And
oh,
now you
God,
know how it
great.
Feels.
Yeah, that was great. But anyway, ethical losing because the Islanders, when they score first, they have a partnership with Chick-fil-A. And they have a thing, if you're... in the tri-state area, and you have the Chick-fil-A app, they give you like a reward at every game, every like day after they score first.
Wait, why?
No
you
matter
know
win or lose.
Hearing about this,
you know
exactly.
What?
Excellent.
You know what the Caps do? I'm about to one-up you, and I've done this before.
You're not going to one-up me on Chick-fil-A.
No. Because you know what you said the other day? These are your words. You said they do chicken tenders. Who wants chicken tenders from Chick-fil-A? They want the chicken nuggets. You said that.
Any chicken
Yeah, but
Chick-fil-A.
They... No. They don't only do the chicken strips. Today's was chicken nuggets. It depends on the day.
Okay.
Oh, that's easy. Awesome.
Yeah, that's not
I
what
thought
I said.
It was just the chicken
Where
strips
I,
all
no,
the time.
That was, no, that
oh,
was that one time.
Oh, okay.
I've gotten,
Never
like,
mind. That's
a,
pretty
you know,
fire.
A brownie.
That's
I've gotten,
fire.
Like,
that's pretty fire.
Fries. It's great.
The Devils do the same thing, but it's normally like a free breakfast sandwich. So it's not even
right.
the real Chick-fil-A sandwich. It's like the sandwich biscuit thing
I like
that they
that.
Do for
I like
You
want
to know what we do? You want to know what we do?
What do the Caps do?
If it's called the McNugget Minute. If in the last
what?
Minute.
Oh, well, at least you have a partnership with McDonald's.
Hold on. No. Shh. Because there's more. Oh, there's boy. Multiple partnerships.
Oh, boy.
So there's the McNugget Minute at the end of each period where if somebody scores, anybody scores on the Caps in the last minute of the period, you get a free 10-piece McNugget, which is beautiful. And then also, if Ovi scores at any point during the game, which is dwindling at this point, but, you know, it's still a good deal, you get half off a Papa John's pizza of any size.
Just
I
for
still
Ovi.
I don't like pizza like
just
that.
I'm pretty sure they did that just so that Ovechkin could take advantage of that deal after the game ends.
And
like,
that's
that is
beautiful.
That's the only
that's,
reason that you
and
would
that's
have an individual
literally my
player.
King. Papa John's is my favorite fast food pizza. Like, and that's my king. And that's my king. So.
Anyway.
And you know what?
Anyway.
You're allowed to have an opinion on fast food pizza because
yeah, that could be a whole other episode.
You're
on
from
that,
DC.
But,
like,
yeah.
Grace, anyway. You know how ridiculous that statement just sounded in your own head.
Pop what? Papa John's
favorite fast food pizza.
Yeah, I would have to go Domino's for mine.
I would have to go like none.
Well,
yes,
yes but if
that's,
I, had to
I was
going to
say that.
Like,
none.
I remember when I was in
I'm
London.
I'm eating fast food. It's not
yes,
pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When I was in, this is totally off topic. We're going to move on after this. But when I was in London with Lydia, there was one night where we like did not want to go and get dinner, so we ordered Domino's at like midnight, and it was really good,
Domino's
even
is
in England.
Good.
So. I'm with Domino's.
I'll give Domino's some credit
but
there.
Anyway, let's talk about
it's
some
okay.
let's talk about on. Some actual hockey. Islanders, as Lydia put it, ethically lost last night. Now maybe that was more for Lydia because she gets free chicken nuggets today, and she's a Rangers fan, so she's probably happy.
So she's probably happy, although.
Although she has nothing to do with any of this anymore here. So,
no, but it's
but
okay.
Gets, yeah,
it's,
that final score okay. there.
Eight to three. Ilya Sorokin
what, six
pulled.
Of eight goals came from the net front, just looking
yes.
at the map here. Like,
seven,
they only scored two
unanswered.
Goals that weren't right in front of the goaltender.
Correct.
Yikes.
Ilya Sorokin pulled for the first time this season, which shows you how great he's been. And he's been really great. He's a legitimate Vezina contender. Does last night put a little bit of a damper on that? Sure. But do I think tonight they're in Buffalo, they have a back-to-back, do I think they can come... That he can come back from this? I actually don't know if he's starting. I don't know if they've said yet. But
yeah,
he
what
can
are
come
your thoughts for
this?
Tonight's
yeah.
game, Buffalo?
I see, actually, surprisingly enough, I don't feel that bad about it because they keep they keep doing this thing where they have this really achy game and they make me think, wow, this team is not going to the playoffs. And then the next game they play like Florida, and I know Florida's not any good, but they play Florida and they have like a really fun game against them. I'm like, all right, fine. And then they do something like they did last night. So I actually am not that scared. I am scared for Saturday they play the Carolina Hurricanes, and then in a couple of weeks on their last game of the season they also play the Carolina Hurricanes. I'm scared for those.
Yeah, you were saying this before that if that's their performance against the Penguins,
who they're I think they're better than, to be honest.
What are those Canes games gonna look like?
That's my thing. Although the last day of the season, there's the Canes have been in the playoffs. Like they're clinched right now. But last day of the season in a couple weeks, they could be sitting guys. So you never know.
I'm gonna give you hope because I feel like really anything can happen. And you know, if the Blackhawks can beat the Islanders can beat the Canes.
Like the Islanders, I didn't think they'd beat the Stars. They beat the Stars. I didn't think they'd beat Columbus.
Sometimes they surprise you. Actually, most of the times they surprise you. Most of the times when you go into a game, you think, wow, we're going to win this. They lose. And then when you go into a game and think, wow, we have no shot, they win.
It's like they're very weird.
These teams aren't Carolina. That's the biggest problem.
Okay.
The problem
I feel like we need to censor that word in this room, to be honest.
Yeah. There's the Canes, there's the Panthers, and then there's literally everybody else. And the Panthers do it slightly better than the Canes do it. I don't understand why or how, because they just play pretty much exactly the same, but the Panthers just do it better.
Right.
I really could not tell you.
Can we talk about how excited I am for a Pantherless playoffs? I'm so excited.
It's
going to
be weird.
It's going to be a little bit weird, but I could not be happier.
I'm so excited.
Already having to root for the Kachucks.
It's not Pantherless. No. The Canes exist. Like, this is why it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I would absolutely take the Panthers in the playoffs over the Canes. If
Me
the Canes
too.
Could miss the playoffs, I'd be thrilled.
Me
oh,
too.
Yeah. Oh,
automatic
gosh.
Favorite playoffs.
I feel like if the Canes and the Ducks could miss, I would just be like, I'd be so happy. It would be honestly
Ducks slander for what?
Ducks,
see, like,
ducks
if you
slander
told me
for
at the beginning
I
of
the
season
ducks.
And said that the
Gudis
ducks.
I give you, but outside
oh,
of Radko
actually,
Gudis.
Actually, that's a good point. We should probably touch on the fact
oh,
that
yeah, yeah.
Gudis and
big fight
Max
last
Domi
night.
Got in a big fight last night,
that's so
which
good.
I think maybe is a little bit too delayed. And maybe they should have done that in the game.
Like immediately after.
Blew out his knee,
yeah.
But okay, fine.
Yeah.
Good
but
stuff,
Domi did ring
his
bell.
Job. I mean, Domi's a little bit scary.
He rang his bell.
Yeah, he rang his bell.
Good enough.
Well, deserved. But yes, let's just point that out. That was cool. Anyway, the Islanders. Their current playoff odds on MoneyPuck.com stand at 54.4%. If they win their next game tonight in Buffalo in regulation, that goes up to 70. If they win tonight in overtime, 69. Okay. If they lose tonight in regulation, 42.
All right.
And if they lose in overtime, 56. So they actually go up today if they lose in overtime, because they get a point off of that. But
okay.
All right.
All right. You guys should have just seen Grease's face. She
you
was
know what?
Scared.
You know what's
it's fine,
you said 50 what? 55?
It's 54 right now.
54. You know what 54 is better than? 2.
Point two.
Apologies. Point two.
Yeah.
The Devils have more wins than the second place Pittsburgh Penguins.
That right, like whatever.
Thanks,
anyway.
Overtime loss point.
Anyway,
16. How do you lose 16 games in overtime
you know
and just get 3 points?
You know who still hasn't lost in overtime is the Islanders. So that's a team that
so,
should
wow.
be in the playoffs.
And they used to be farmers.
They used to be real bad in overtime.
OTL
farmers. Last season it was real bad. Every time I was at a game and it was in overtime, I was like, I should just leave now.
I'm just
going to
go.
What's gonna happen.
Like, I just, it's whatever.
Anyway, here's their upcoming schedule. At the Sabres tonight versus the Flyers at home Friday. And then at the Canes Saturday.
Oh, good luck.
Right.
Wait, it's at the Canes?
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't even know what I'm doing on Saturday.
Death
I'm
sentence.
I'm going to have to preoccupy myself.
Yeah.
No one comes through Raleigh.
With dad or something.
Just get like period updates and
right.
And
I'm
going to
have like the
it.
Live updates on my phone.
Yeah.
That's it.
The Devils took their first lead in Raleigh to the first intermission since 2018, and the Hurricanes decided to repay them with a 4-goal second period.
Whatever.
Nice. Yeah, that's what they do. They're against the Leafs Thursday, which is they have 5 days off, but okay. Hopefully they, you know, can get some rest and win the last four games.
That could be a good thing.
Then they have the Sens on the 11th, Habs on the 12th, and then the Canes on the 14th, and that's the end of the regular season. So there's really not much left.
Don't even. I can't. End of regular season just is, like, traumatizing for me.
If the Islanders, like, I mean, this is going to sound stupid. If they do what they need to do, like, it could work out. But, like, the schedule is really hard.
The schedule is very scary. But I
especially with that loss last night.
They really, I don't even know. I didn't even, we should have, like, made Sophia come join us today because I didn't even watch that game, so I can't even tell you what happened. All of a sudden, they just did not stop scoring.
All of a sudden, it was, oh, right.
So. Yeah.
I saw it pop up on my phone, and I went, so Grace is going to be mad, and I put my phone back down.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's wow.
They have the second hardest strength of schedule left. So let's, what, I don't really didn't even know what to say here. I think they can.
I don't think there's a reason for me that they wouldn't be able to get into the playoffs.
I would kind of like to see them in the playoffs, so I think that'd be fun to watch.
And I'm also kind of basing this off of, like,
better than the Rangers.
How I felt at the start of the season about the Islanders, mm-hmm. that, like, they could maybe win a first-round playoff series.
I agree.
Like, wouldn't super be surprised unless it was the Canes. If anybody beats the Canes in the first round, I will be thoroughly surprised.
Yeah. If anyone beats the Canes in the first round, I'm like, are they going to win the Cup?
Yeah. That would be the conversation.
But I agree. I do think they can still make it because I think I've said this numerous times on this very podcast. They've never had a really, really rough stretch. They've never done they never had a 6-game losing streak this season. There's never any of that.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, they have a crummy loss against Pittsburgh today. Okay. Or yesterday, I mean. Like, all right. Yeah. Everybody is a stinker every now and then. But another actually factor, funny enough that I say that, everybody has a stinker now and then, but, like, Ilya Sorokin has not really had a stinker this year except for last night. So he's, I would say, half the reason they're still in this thing. And they have a lot of players having really great seasons. Obviously, we talk about Schaefer a lot.
Tell you what, that Sens game, is going to be probably the most important of the games. As long as, like, I expect the Islanders to stick around at third in the Metro.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Flyers are kind of biting at their heels.
Yeah, the Flyers game is pretty important, too.
And yeah, I mean, 100%. Got to beat the Flyers and definitely got to beat the Sens because the Senators are their, like, one of their main competition for a wild card. I mean, the Bruins and Blue Jackets are currently in those spots, but they don't have a game against either of them coming up, right?
No, they're done with both of them.
And personally, I think the Blue Jackets are liable for, like, a collapse here. I don't think the Bruins will go anywhere because they've been, like, weirdly good all season. Mm-hmm. So I don't see a reason for them to get any worse. But the Blue Jackets could absolutely melt down in the last week.
Blue Jackets have been, like, hot for a while, and it's like eventually this has to... They're punching above their weight a little, I think.
Oh,
it's got to go away.
Slightly off schedule. They should, this was definitely going to be, like, a progression year for them because they missed the playoffs last year, but, like, barely, right?
They did barely miss the playoffs last
year.
But
they were, like ready to go. So this year it would make sense for them to make the playoffs, but it's also, like, a little bit off schedule.
Exactly. So we'll just have to see how that one goes. As I said, they're in Buffalo tonight, and then they have a couple of days before their next game at UBS Arena is on Friday against Philly. But I'm going to hand it off to you guys about the New Jersey Devils, who, as we said, 0.2% chance.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
0.2% chance to make the offs. They got to jump the Caps, Flyers, Red Wings, Senators to get into
and, they
and the Blue Jackets.
And they almost lost to the Blackhawks.
And they, well, the
but
Blackhawks,
they didn't lose to the Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks briefly decided that they didn't really want McKenna anymore, and then they realized that they could get Gavin McKenna.
That's so,
so
true. Wait, can I? Okay, can I speak on this real quick? Because I actually was like, I wanted to say this at the beginning of the show because we were talking about, like, how excited we are for playoff season and how depressed I am for the end of the regular season. I am honestly more excited, I think, about the draft than the playoffs.
I didn't have too much, like, I feel like, stake in the game the last draft. The last draft I got really excited about was Bedard's class.
Yeah.
So, but now I'm so excited
because I'm very much rooting for a Bedard McKenna duo. Like, I think that that would just my family's from, you know, Chicago. I think that would feed families in Chicago. I think it would just be beautiful.
Your family's from Chicago and you're a Caps fan?
Okay, so I grew up in D.C. I grew up in D.C., but my mom's side of the family is from Chicago. And I have a lot of family who's Blackhawks fans. And I just think it would feed, you know, it'd feed families.
Gotcha. But yeah, Jack Hughes had a 4-point night. And yes. They didn't lose to, they didn't lose to the Blackhawks. So that's all that matters.
Spencer Knight was having an insane game.
Oh, he
up
was.
Up until that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
End of the second, start of, like, in the third period. He was absolutely nuts. Yeah. I was going to call for a drug test in the stadium during the second period. But then Dougie Hamilton scored in the third, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Dougie Hamilton and Jack Hughes both scored in the third, separated by 19 seconds.
And it was one of those games. It was one of those games where going in, I was like, Dougie Hamilton, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah,
because he hasn't done anything lately.
It's insane work.
And
it's
then,
like, as soon as you start thinking that about someone, they do.
Like, yeah, and I thought it to myself in, like, the first period. Nothing goes on for him, like, for most of the game. And then, lo and behold, the game-tying goal belongs to Mr. Dougie Hamilton, who is probably not going to be a Devil anymore
and it
after
was,
this year.
It was an insane game. And, like,
who's going to run the social media account?
Literally.
It was just an insane... I feel like that game was just so insane also because of, like, all of the, like, really controversial ref calls.
And I was not expecting the crowd...
Oh,
that they got
wow.
in there that day either for like a Sunday night game coming off of a like awful loss to Carolina
also,
in Raleigh.
Also like the Blackhawks, like that's kind of like, I don't know.
Like, yeah, and like I expected there to be plenty of Chicago fans and there were, but the Devils fans came out in droves. It's unbelievable for a team that like has as little playoff hopes as they do. It's a fan base that really doesn't give up on the
and
team
that's beautiful.
Unless they absolutely have to.
That's good to hear because I went to the Devils Bruins game. And the Bruins' chance were louder than the Devils' chance.
There were
like,
yeah, in the first period, the Blackhawks scored first, and the Blackhawks fans started to get like a couple of chants going. They got drowned out pretty quick, but they did like they were definitely in attendance. I heard them in the rafters.
Yeah.
But Tucker, you were saying that this is some of the best hockey that the Devils have been playing. I think they're playing really well. They just, it's just their seasons are always disjointed. Everyone gets injured. And also at the beginning of in our preseason, I talked about how they have, I feel like, all the pieces. They just never can get them right because everyone gets injured.
And they've won 6 of their last 8.
And when I was watching them the other day, I was like, not that I never, I always have fun watching the Devils, but I was like, this is fun hockey to watch.
Yeah.
This is exciting. I'm not like, okay, they scored again. The other team scored again. Jack Hughes just fell over nothing. Like, it's been good.
Yeah, no, that does happen a really weird amount of the time.
I know.
Yeah. It was... The game, the Blackhawks-Devils game was, like, they played well, except there was a brief... One of the power plays was really bad. I remember in my notes, Tucker and I are outside.
Yeah,
the
you wrote embarrassing.
I'm putting all my notes together, and I literally wrote in parentheses, embarrassing for NJ.
And it was. They got, like, two-ish shots.
It was, because, like, what... And they were just, like, practicing passing, and I was like, stop, please. Can we try?
Well, yeah, you had your classic, like... People yelling shoot in the crowd.
Yeah.
That's like my least favorite part of hockey games.
Yeah.
Because, like, dude, like, tell a defenseman to shoot from the blue line with three guys standing in the shooting lane. Just watch the puck skip into the neutral zone.
I mean, okay, I will say in defense of, like, fans who do that, there are instances where you could, like, you could have shot.
There absolutely
are. Really, really good shot on goal, and then you just don't. And so, like, but then I feel like they always shout at the times when they can't, like, there's no possible way for them to, like, make a shot that would have any chance of going in. And I feel like that's a lot of what was happening.
Another thing that occurred to me during that game was that every time Jack Hughes touches the puck with even a partial route to the goal, like, there could be a defender in his way that he has to work around. If he's touching the puck, like, at speed going towards the goal, almost everybody in the arena just, like, says his name. They, like, stand up and go, like, oh, Jack. And they're like, come on, Jack. And it's like, could you imagine 20,000 people yelling your name every time you touch the puck in the offensive zone? Yeah, it would be cool. At the same time, that's, like,
I'd be stressed?
Immense levels of pressure. Like, it's no wonder he forgets the puck sometimes. Like, it's probably a bit of an ego boost.
I think he's got enough ego to...
I think to start with. Something about it that much. But
it's through the roof right now. Scored the golden goal. He went on like a national tour for like a week and a half.
Yeah, his life is not too bad right now. He's
unbelievable.
Tate McRae. Like,
it'll all work
and
out.
His hand is healthy now.
And his hand is.
You believe his hand
is
actually healthy again? Yeah. Like there was a point. It was like a 2-month period where he was like just playing injured with that hand, and there was like honest thoughts in the back of your head. Like, is Jack Hughes ever going to be the same?
Yeah.
Are we ever, is this just him now? Is
it like him with like three fingers or something? Like it was yesterday. Like, I went, what do you mean? Like, actually, what do you mean?
Yeah. And they were on a hot streak too. Yes. Right before it happened. Oh, yeah.
Right before they happened.
That's about right. I was just, speaking of power plays, I was looking at the power play rankings for the league. New York Rangers, fifth best power play percentage in the league. Kind of fun.
Well, they do have Mika Zibanejad. They do have Mika. So that should be happening.
Yeah. Islanders, number 30 in the league.
Oh,
16.7. That's about right. That
yeah, but Matthew Schaefer makes sure that they play better 5-on-5. So
exactly. So they don't really need an extra man. It hasn't been as noticeable as it was recently because, or I mean, not recently, as last year because... Last year was so much, everything else was so much worse. Now this year, everything else is better, but that's just kind of been a thorn in the side. But also, they've been shifting around the power play units. Matt Barzal is not on the first unit anymore, which is he holds on to the puck sometimes.
Two more things for the Devils that actually like remotely matter. Yes. And like we'll say 0.2% chance, they basically need to win all the rest of their games, and they need everyone in front of them to lose all their games, even though some of those teams play each other and therefore have to win.
One of them has to win.
So like the math is not super mathing, but like either way, Nico Hischier got to his 600th game.
Congrats.
Which was awesome. Congrats to the Devils captain.
I was just about to say
that was a really cool moment. They had like a they put it up on the big screen. The pregame thing, they honored one of the players from the men's sled hockey team from the Paralympics who won gold.
Oh,
they brought
him
out for the ceremonial puck drop. His name was also Jack, funnily enough.
Cute.
Oh. So
and then there was one other as of the game tonight against the Rangers, Dawson Mercer will become the Devils' new Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to pass Travis Zajac for the most consecutive games played. The kid has not missed a game since he got to the league.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be, I think it's going to be 4-0-1 tonight.
Wow.
I get exhausted watching those games. Like, I can't.
Yeah,
but yeah, other than that, another really mid-season out of Timo Meier. I'm not going to let him get away with it again.
No. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And
like,
season's probably going to end on the last day of the regular season for the Devils, but I hope they keep Sheldon Keefe. Nemitz might be gone. There's going to be a lot of shakeups this offseason.
There better be. Like,
but all I can hope for is that, like, obviously Nico Hischier is safe, Jack Hughes is safe, Luke Hughes is likely safe. I just hope they hold on to Jesper Bratt. He has been thrown around in trade talks on social media, and I just want them to fade that.
I really hope he stays too. I feel like I really need to see that.
Totally not jersey bias.
Yeah.
That's okay. Devils play the Rangers tonight. Guys, any thoughts?
Madison Square Garden.
Hudson River rivalry.
Jack Hughes hat trick watch.
Please, that'd be great.
Actually, that'd be
That place would explode.
And it's probably going to be Markstrom because it was Allen against the Blackhawks. Markstrom went against the Hurricanes and... Honestly, from what I understand, played pretty well against this Hurricanes team. That fifth goal for them was an empty netter, so they only gave up the four. The Hurricanes, they should be like scoring 7 or 8 against the Devils.
We need to talk about what you said about how Allen played a Markstrom game.
Against
the Blackhawks, because the first goal that was scored, it was 4:19 into the first, scored by Mikiev.
I don't know.
He wristed one in because Allen left the crease.
Yeah, Allen was MIA from the blue area.
4:19 into the first.
It took a really poor ricochet off of the boards as he went around behind. Like, classic uncontrollable goalie mistake. Other than, like, if he stayed in the crease, it would have been controllable.
I just think that he didn't really take the time to, like, look around him and see how many Blackhawks players were, like,
100%.
Approaching. And
that's why it was, like, he's playing like Markstrom. Because Markstrom loves to leave his crease and try to get involved. Allen is much quieter, so, like, his games are usually much chiller to watch as a fan. So every time he would leave the crease, he had the entire building like biting their fingernails. And he did it
the rest of
the game too. After they scored the goal, it calmed down. But in the second and third period, he got back to getting loose from the goal.
I'm like,
I was like, Jake, what are we doing?
I don't understand how you continue to do that after you literally gave up a goal so close to the beginning of the game because of that mistake.
Well, but
like,
they
how
still
you just,
won.
Well, okay.
Thing is, the Devils are used to that kind of goal getting scored on them early because of the way that Markstrom plays. So yeah, they were prepared to answer that.
I'm more talking about like Allen. Like, I feel like my confidence. Leaving the crease.
I was watching Allen almost exclusively for the end of the first and the first half of the second period, just to see if he could like mentally check himself back into the game after that.
Yeah. No, it was impressive. We were talking about like
and he kept him in it.
He was talking like post game about how I think Amanda was the one who asked him like the question about like how do you like lock back in kind of, and he was like, you just gotta like do it, I think was what he said. But yeah,
veteran answer.
Yeah.
And I mean it's the only answer really. Yeah, you just gotta lock back in.
I mean, I'm just looking at the standings right now, and I'm still amazed. Maybe I shouldn't be amazed, but the Canucks still only have 50 points.
It's a
90 differential?
No. It is amazing. It is amazing how bad it is.
It's really, honestly, funny.
Yeah.
They're 21-44-8, which is unfathomably bad. I can't even tell you how bad that is. And you know who couldn't beat them at UBS this year? The Islanders. So,
oh, yeah. No.
What are those 22 teams that lost?
Keep looking at the Canucks. Oh, my God. They have a better record on the road than at home.
They have eight wins
in their own barn.
It's
disgusting.
I was at that Canucks-Islanders game reporting.
Oh, yeah.
I remember it was right after Quinn Hughes got traded.
Yeah.
And I was like, how is this happening? And, like, because they had been doing so poorly and they played so well that night that I was like, is Quinn Hughes like getting traded away like a good thing
okay?
for them?
Yeah.
But then apparently it was just like they just sucked. They just sucked.
You know,
they just suck.
To bring it back to Chick-fil-A briefly, the only good outcome of that night that my dad and I spent at UBS, which actually side note on that, my dad and I, we've been to several Islanders games together now, have not seen a win together.
Awesome. So you never go together again.
So I fear, I'm like, Dad, I love you and I do want to hang out with you. Because he also has started to enjoy the Islanders.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if we can do this. We might have to just watch on TV.
You know what I think you need to do?
Because
shout out Anthony McCarron, but you know what? I think you're missing a piece of the puzzle, and that's Judy Batista.
That is, in fact, correct. Next season, you know what? We're going to fix this next season. Mom's coming to every single game. And she does not care about the Islanders, to be honest, except for my purposes. I'm going to be like, Mom, listen, I know the NFL is like a year-round thing these days, but you have to come to the Islanders so that we can see a win. My dad and I have seen the very first Islander game I went to with him was a win. It was an overtime win against the Leafs a few years ago.
Okay.
Actually, I think Matt Barzal scored the winning goal. So that was a good day for me.
So,
but that was that. And I believe the other games since then have all been losses. And a lot of them have been pretty ugly. So
that's that.
But you know what? Shout out, Dad. But the only good night, the only good thing about that night against the Canucks was that we did get free Chick-fil-A sandwiches outside the arena for the long commute home. So
awesome.
And that's beautiful.
You know what? Made me feel a little bit better.
That's
not
beautiful.
Really.
That's not the
that's
Jersey
beautiful.
Experience. Exactly. To fight tooth and nail to get back to the city.
See, I have a similar experience, except it's not wins. I have never seen a Jacob Chychrun goal.
That's crazy.
I've never seen one in person. And that's like heartbreaking, which I also am just going to shamelessly plug that it's his birthday. And
I love
him so much. Happy birthday. But yeah, I haven't seen a goal from him.
That's weird.
Isn't that so odd?
That is crazy.
As one of the like league's highest goal scoring defensemen, that's very odd.
You know,
given
right
the
up
amount
there
of
with
games.
Him. Matthew Schaefer.
And that's beautiful.
I've seen him play once, and it was
Schaefer.
It was awesome.
It's electric.
So sick.
It's electric because he cares so much, and I really, you can't hate a player who cares that much. At all.
Like, he's so fun to watch.
He's so fun
like,
to watch.
Skating around, oh my gosh.
So and he gets so mad when like he, you know, messes up or something. Like I remember he like actually like ran, I think he ran himself into the boards or he like ran his stick into the boards or something when he like missed when
it's
I was
like,
reporting
yeah.
one of the games. And I was just like, he just cares so much and that's beautiful.
The older I get, the more respect I have for those younger players because I think back to when I was that age and I go, what the, like, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I can't
yeah.
even play hockey.
We're
period,
older than him.
But,
we're
like,
older
yeah,
than him.
Yeah, I know. We're older than
Wait, Tucker, is that, were we talking about Matthew Schaefer on the train yesterday with, like, the success at such a young age?
I think it may have come up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about how Bedard is, like, what is he like? What did you say? Like 4 days
older than you? Oh, yeah. Bedard is 4 days older than me.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they're like, he's a year plus, like a year and a month, maybe two younger than me.
Yeah. And then we were talking about Matthew.
And then we talked about, well, Schaefer could be in high school.
And also, and also Celebrini. We talked about Celebrini too, I think. And about.
Like, oh, yeah. Because he's all like, it's just all the young guns.
I remember being like, oh my god,
that's a baby.
That's a child.
That's a child.
I can't say that because he's older than me by 4 days.
By 4 days.
By 4 days. Yeah.
Well, I think that'll about do it for today's episode of 5 on 3. Hopefully, next time we'll have a better Islanders result to talk about. But for Emily Inardi, Abby Cristofaro, Tucker Austin, I'm Grace McCarron. We'll see you next time on 5 on 3. More hockey talk. More playoffs coming up.